What made a good film when you were a child, was it?
Oh, well, action. Oh, action. When somebody lying in the railway line and the train coming along left you breathless. Absolutely breathless. And then horror films, as every child loves to be scared. Every child. Including me.
Horror films, children have a strange fascination for horror films. They're afraid of them, but they like them. I remember the first time I saw Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Frederick Marsh, the Frederick Marsh version, which I think by is agreed was the best version of the lot. It was really horrific.
I remember hiding under the seat.
Yes. I agree, that's wonderful.
Terrible, very well done.
Yeah.
I used to hurry home at 4 o'clock or 5 whenever I got out of school, and if my mother didn't need me for something, she would give me enough money to go to the pictures till tea time. That was tea time, maybe. But my father wouldn't come in till about 6 o'clock. So I would go to the, and I saw this Dr. Jekyll, and I was terrified by it. And I remember saying to a man in desperation beside me, a growing up man, is he going to turn again? You know, he used to turn into the monster. Is he going to turn again, Mister? I was terrified. I was grabbing this man by the arm. And he said something to me in his typical laconic Glasgow way, which comforted me. He said, I don't know, son, you better go and ask him, you know. he was being funny, but that was a comfort to me, you know, that somebody could make a joke about this horrifying portrayal.
In my very early days, you know, 12, 13-ish, we used to go round to the Crown, and I saw Frankenstein, you know, the first Frankenstein, and that would be about 1933, because I was still at school.
The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stunned your emotions, Frankenstein.
So I still was friends with the people up the next close. This is my chum up the next close, who's a wee bit older than me. Her and I, well, we went to this Frankenstein, and it was really her idea, because I didn't know that I would like it. Of course, like everybody then, I thought Frankenstein was the monster. Everybody thought Frankenstein was the monster. We went to see Frankenstein. We're sitting, must have been the evening, because I know it was dark. We're sitting, but when it got to the bit where the monster is coming to life,
when this dead hand moves,
I got such a fright. I think I screamed. All I know is I got up and ran. I ran to the exit and realised it was dark. I was too frightened to go out and go home myself. So I stood at the back of the picture house. I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have a wooden kind of rail, balcony kind of wall thing. And I stood, so I came to about the top of it, I could see over it, but just, I'm sort of half looking, half hiding, and waiting till this picture would be finished. And my friend, she says, threw it right to the end, she didn't come up and run after me. And at the end, I got it, just for the sake of the company, home. Oh, and she's telling me how stupid I was and all the rest of it, but I never was. That fear stayed with me, that even years later, first time it came on television, which is, you know, 30 years ago, I couldn't watch it on television all these years later. That fear was so strong. I hated that film, absolutely hated it. And the very odd time when Boris Karloff, who I believe was a very private man, appeared as himself, I couldn't look at him.
Really?
No. Couldn't look at him. Fear. I never was so afraid in my life.